From Tidbits on January 23rd, 2012, this is AT&T Raises Data Plan Prices for New Customers, written by Glenn Fleischman. AT&T is raising the price of its two smartphone data plans by $5, but increasing the monthly usage allotment by 50% at the same time. iPad service plans were also modified in a more convoluted way. The tiered smartphone plans until January 21, 2012, cost either $15 per month for up to 200 megabytes of upstream and downstream data used, or $25 per month for up to 2 gigabytes. Additional data cost $15 per 200 megabytes on the $15 plan and $10 for 1 gigabyte on the $25 plan. On January 22, 2012, the lower tier rose to $20 per month but now includes 300 megabytes of data. Additional units of 300 megabytes cost $20 each. The next tier jumped to $30 per month for 3 gigabytes of data, but picks up the previous plan's $10 per gigabyte overage charge. And finally, AT&T still charges extra for tethering and the personal hotspot option. It's listed as a separate plan that costs $50 for 5 gigabytes. Additional units of 1 gigabyte also cost $10 with this tethering tier. You can remain on your current plan, whether unlimited, 200 megabytes, or 2 gigabytes, indefinitely, but the moment you switch to one of the new options, you can never return to unlimited service or the previous tiers. AT&T offers extremely nice options for changing your service plan mid-month at no charge via the My AT&T app, its website, or by calling customer service. You can typically backdate a data plan to the first of the month, which can be a significant savings on the 200 megabyte or 300 megabyte plan if you burn through data, or prorate service from the current day of your billing cycle if you expect to use much less or much more data through the end of the month. In some cases, you may need to call or use the website to make the change rather than modify service via the app. AT&T could adjust your service level to the optimum price each month, with no jockeying on your part. This would increase customer satisfaction, which reduces churn, the number of customers leaving, and decreases marketing, retention, and account costs. But apparently, AT&T, like other major cellular carriers, isn't interested in this. Presumably, the companies feel the extra income is worth the customer annoyance. Meanwhile, AT&T has stuck with its plan to throttle to edge speeds about 200 to 300 kilobits per second, the top 5% of bandwidth users among its remaining unlimited subscribers who pay $30 per month. Based on numbers provided by AT&T in earlier press releases, 20 million plans remained on the unlimited level in mid-2011. The throttling affects as many as 1 million users each month. On Twitter, one such capped user said he had used only a smidge above 2 gigabytes last month and was throttled. The new 3-gigabyte tier at the same price as unlimited data may be an attempt for AT&T to lure unlimited customers who are being throttled to migrate to the metered way of doing things. On the tablet front, there are also new iPad plans. The lowest level, 250 megabytes for $14.99, remains available, but the 2 gigabytes for $25 plan has been replaced by a pair of plans that cost $30 for 3 gigabytes and $50 for 5 gigabytes. The 2 gigabyte plan remains available only for those currently using and automatically renewing at that level. iPad subscribers who have postpaid accounts where they are billed each month in advance for service may pay $10 per gigabyte for overages and be billed in a subsequent month. Those with prepaid service, in which all fees are paid in advance and fixed, may start a new 250 megabyte, 3 gigabyte, or 5 gigabyte plan when they have exhausted the usage allotment before a 30-day cycle is up. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Intego, and Note Boom Productions. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. We thank you if you're a member. I'm Glenn Fleischman, and thanks for listening to this allotment of news.